following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. A Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. September the 3rd, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Coming up, our Loper Link, John Mazner and the soccer squad get their season on the road, underway Friday and Sunday. They had their scrimmage last night. We'll talk about that. We'll also give you a rundown of what else is going on with the Lopers because the volleyball team is home for their fall classic. The football team starts tomorrow. We talked with Daryl Morris yesterday. We'll also preview week two of the high school football season. Look back at the opening weekend with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report and Alan Van Cura, head coach of the state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Hockett volleyball team. Probably be number one, maybe number two when the rankings come out tomorrow from Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha World Herald, and we will talk with him as they get their season underway with Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic. That's always a big-time opening night. I mean, that's Wisconsin,
that's a pretty big start.
LSU right there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good start right there. And a lot of tradition. Stanford. A lot of traditions in those three schools.
So we'll talk with the coach about that. And we have tickets to give away. Ooh. To Nebraska McNeese State, plus VIP. Let me see that VIP stuff, Jeff, because, I mean, you get to go to a little dealio, and, you know, we got
swimming pools and movie stars.
There you go. It is part of our Husker IMG network. It's at the WIC Alumni Center on 15th and R for the pregame. The tailgate opens 3 hours prior to kickoff. There's good food and stuff at these pregame tailgate parties. So,
and things to wash it down with.
We will be giving you a chance to win a family four-pack today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And in this case, it might be a two-pack and a two-pack. You know, you and your wife, significant other, and somebody else and their significant.
Yeah, you make it a double date.
So there you go.
You could do it that way, too.
You can go down, see the Huskers on us. This Saturday, McNeese State, 11 a.m.
But that is a
tailgate opens at 8 a.m.
That's a fun family event, though, still. I mean, because you go there, and I mean, it's still family-friendly.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you can do it either way.
It's going to be fun. However you want to do it, we're going to give you a chance later on in the program to win a family four-pack to the Nebraska McNeese State game, only here from the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, John Mazner will join us from the soccer team at UNK. Not a whole lot to go up over the top here. The whole Wes Welker thing, weird. That just seems like a squeaky clean image type of guy.
Until just recently, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, tell us what it was. Was it? I mean, is it something that he had to take as a pill, or is this something that could have been found in something that he ate or drank? I mean, how? I mean, this is at the Kentucky Derby. Let's face it. He's partying. Stuff's going
on.
Yeah. All right? Just what is it, and then we get it over with. Royals still aren't playing well. They got the win last night, but they're still not playing well. But not as bad as the Braves, who have managed three hits in 18 innings.
Yeah, they have fallen off the face of the earth. You know, the Royals still are good enough that they can win other ways, but again, it's magical. If they score four runs, they've only lost like three or four games all season long. Now they're like 51-9 or something like that. So maybe it's nine, but unbelievable their record in when they score four runs. been a while since they scored four runs.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. 61-9
And
they actually won a game last night when scoring three or less. So now they're 15-52 Jeffrey, pull up the scores from this homestand all the way back to the Yankees. They've played the last nine games because I think they've only scored one game
yeah.
more than that. So,
yeah, there's only one game in there, I think. Yeah, the offense has been relatively quiet.
Credit to Damon Day yesterday. He nailed Hunter Mahan going on to the Ryder Cup team. We both had Keegan Bradley. We weren't sure about Webb Simpson, but those are the three that Captain Tom Watson has chosen. It's always interesting. They want experience, but the only way to get experience
is to get
the young guys. But they kind of wait. The young guys, you qualify, then we start bringing you in, and I think that's fair. And I think the United States, I can't wait to see the odds because they're such a big underdog. But let's get into our guest list today. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. John Mazner and his soccer squad coming off the best season in the young history of the program. Get on the road, going up to Sioux Falls and then up into Minnesota for games Friday and Sunday. And Coach Mazner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Coach, thanks for the time. Are you ready to get this season underway?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on. How's everybody doing?
Well, it's great. It's great. You seem fired up at the banquet, or not the banquet, but the luncheon last Thursday.
it's always exciting, you know, to get started, and we're looking forward to having a really good year. You know, we have a good group of returning players that are going to help us just keep moving the program forward, and then you know, we're looking forward to seeing some of these newer players come in and help us. So, yeah, we're excited about it. We're looking forward to this opening weekend. We're going to go up to South Dakota, Sioux Falls, and then southwest Minnesota State up in Marshall, Minnesota.
Coach, what part of your lineup are you most content with? You're looking forwards, midfielders, defenders. What do you kind of see as your guys' strength?
Well, we got a really good back four, you know, with Katie Wolaszczak, Lauren Haft, Kristen Otter, and Sammy Ryber coming back. So it's the same back four. You know, we have Montana Hosterman, who's scored, been our Golden Boot winner the last couple of years, scoring the most goals for us both years. So she'll be back and scoring goals. You know, and then we have players in the midfield that are have been around for a couple of years now and doing really well. Nicole Potthoff, Holly Brown, and Delaney Phillips. We've got some new players coming in that are going to help us right away, we think. And I think we got a real good mix of players so that we can have a pretty good year.
Coach John Mazner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody that listens may not know a whole lot about the soccer program, but they may know about some of the kids on the team. You've got a good mixture of Hastings, Kearney, and even a little Grand Island sprinkled in there. Who are some of those girls that are definitely going to be contributors again this year?
Well, we're hoping for all of them to contribute, you know, but right away I think Marika Van Brocklin from Hastings has been doing well, and I think she'll be able to help us right away. Carly Brown from Omaha and Delaney Henry from Omaha, and then you have Emily Cush that's going to help us up front too, from Columbus SCOTUS. But you know, Madeline Doughty from North Platte. We've got a lot of local girls that have come in and talented players that I think that can help us right away.
Coach, what's the team style going to be? I mean, are you guys going to be kind of a physical team, more of a speed team, combination of the two? What's your style?
You know, we want to be a possession type team that moves the ball around and stretches teams out, make them kind of chase the ball a little bit. You know, we want to build out of the back, build through the midfield, and then connect with our forwards. We want to get a lot of players going forward so that we get lots of opportunities on goal and score lots of goals. You know, I think we got an experienced back line. We've got some and midfield, and then we got some newer attacking players that hopefully can add some speed and score some goals for us. So I think we got a chance to do pretty well this year.
John, you know, you guys were not a high-scoring team last year, and I'm going on the philosophy from kind of almost day one and Coach Munch before you, is that as you built your program, you kind of had to slow the game down a little bit and take your opportunities. Are we at the point where we're getting away with that, feeling more comfortable about your talent level and opening the game up?
Yeah, I mean, we have been the last 2 years. I think, you know, I don't think we ever sat back and didn't expect to win. You know, we step on the field, and I think we've been competing well. I think we expect to win every time we step on the field. And, yeah, it's not going to be any different this year. We're going to just get after teams and get forward and try and create lots of opportunities. And, you know, I think we have the players that we can do that.
Coach, kind of handicap the MIAA for me. It's hard for you guys to have that long reputation. You guys haven't had soccer that long, haven't been in the conference that long. Do you feel you're kind of underrated in the conference? How do you see how UNK fits in with those powers?
Yeah, it's a tough conference for sure. A lot of good teams, a lot of good players. You know, we finished fifth last year in the standings. So a little surprised to see us ranked eighth in the preseason poll, but that's okay. You know, it doesn't really matter what the preseason polls show. It matters at the end of the year. So, yeah, it's a tough conference. We've got, you know, big challenges ahead of us, and we know that. And you want to play against good teams. So we're happy we're in the MIAA, and, you know, it's a great place to be. And we're just going to compete, give it everything we've got, work as hard as we can do, work, and you know, we think that we can do pretty well.
John Mazner, head soccer coach at UNK, starting on the road this weekend. How's the feeling different going into this year now that you were made the postseason and are a playoff type of ball club?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice for the players to have that sense. You know, that they know we can, when we step on the field, we can win. We know we can get to the playoffs, and now, you know, we want to get to keep progressing and get into the playoffs, get into the NCAA tournament and start winning games there. So everyone's excited. I think, you know, once you get that taste of success, you want more. And, you know, I think the girls are hungry to do well this year.
You're in action on Friday and on Sunday. Give us kind of a preview. What are you going to be facing this weekend?
We played these two teams the last few years, and Sioux Falls we've had a little luck against, and then Southwest Minnesota State's been a good team in the region, and we haven't been able to beat them yet, but we're hoping to go and come back on Sunday night and be 2-0, and then Wednesday night, September 10th, we play Wayne State here, so we're really looking forward to that game too.
Coach, thing you're going to be looking for this weekend, what's still a little bit of a concern for you as you watched the scrimmage last night and came through fall camp?
Oh, you know, I think, you know, with the experienced players that have been around, you know, just integrating the newer players into what we want to do and how we want to do things on the field, you know. But, you know, everyone's been doing a great job. It's a process, and, you know, we got to get our fitness levels better and our, you know, organizationally we got to be a little bit better, but you know that all comes, and we're working hard. I think we're in a pretty good spot. We just need to keep working hard. I think these two games will be great for us on the road to just see where we're at, and we'll just keep building, keep working hard, and you know, we're looking forward to the weekend.
And how did the scrimmage go last night?
Oh, well, we were a little bit short on players. We have little injuries here and there, even though we're getting healthier every day. So, you know, there were some good things, and then it also shows you that we have a lot of work to do, and you know, but definitely some positive things that we can build on and kind of get a good feel for where we're at. But it's a long season. We've got a long way to go to get to where we want to be, but we're confident we have a good group that we can be successful.
All right, Coach, we'll talk with you throughout the season. Let's see if we can get things off on the right foot, and best of luck on the road this weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, John. John Mazner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach, UNK Soccer, Sioux Falls, and then up to Southwest Minnesota. So a couple of games going on this weekend.
And that program keeps moving farther and farther and farther ahead. Making the postseason last year was a huge step. You know, again, they're not getting a lot of love. You know, expected in eighth after being fifth last year. But if they continue to improve as much as they do, it seems like every year, they're going to be right back in the mix again.
Yeah, the polls, they're picked eighth. The football team, 10th. The volleyball team, 3rd. The cross-country teams are both 4th. The golf teams are both 5th. Did I forget anything? I think that's everything.
I think it's everything in the season right now.
So that's all what's going on there. Plus, Justin Coleman goes into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame this weekend, the former Loper quarterback who was second in the Harlan Hill Trophy votings. That goes on down at Lincoln this weekend. The men's cross-country team is ranked fifth in the preseason regional rankings. The Lopers were nationally ranked throughout last year and finished 17th at the NCAA championships. This year, the Central Region receives four spots. They're set in fifth before the season even begins. Augustana, Missouri Southern, Sioux Falls, and Southwest Baptist are the teams that are ahead of them. Central Missouri and Fort Hays State are behind them on the men's side.
Sioux Falls, you kind of mentioned them. They have an interesting program in Division II in terms of how much they've been able to get corporate sponsorship. That's kind of an up-and-coming overall Division II program. We're going to hear more about them in years to come, I think.
And UNK junior Rebecca Wyatt on the softball team tabbed as a Golden Shoe Award winner. Second straight year that she has won that and will be honored at the National Convention in December. Award presented to the top base stealer. 10 different awards handed out each year at three different levels, and she is joining the Loper program this year. She was with the Phoenix College of Arizona Bears this past season.
Always nice to have speed. There's one thing you can't coach is speed. You either got it or you don't. That's it's nice to have.
That's what Mick said. Catch the chicken rock. I got speed! Our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ Smith today, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Again, the Loper football team plays tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Northwest Minnesota State. The volleyball team is home Friday and Saturday for their Fall Classic. They'll have four matches.
It's all underway. I'm looking for. I'm probably not going to make it to Maryville tomorrow, but week from tomorrow, I'm kind of jazzed.
We'll see what happens, and we'll talk more about that and give you a chance to win some Husker tickets. We've got Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, St. Cecilia volleyball coach Alan Van Kira, and more here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? It's all here at your Complete Nutrition store. Sometimes it's a short-term fix you need. Ladies, get ready to rock that hideous bridesmaid dress. Yup, it's 2 weeks away and it's sleeveless. Good thing there's Trim 10, a quick 10-day solution to help you lose that last 5 to 10 pounds of water weight fast. Get Trim 10 only at your Complete Nutrition store. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudiness early on today, gradually clearing, then becoming hot and humid with a high near 93, south winds 12 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear skies as we head to a low of 67. Right now, 72.
Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing. Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing. Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. If you'd like to join us, 888-455-ESPN. That's the number you need to get a hold of us or maybe win a contest or some Nebraska football tickets like we'll give away later on in the program. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. And the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Whether it's game time or entertainment time or relaxing time, Cunningham's is the place to be. Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard, getting you ready for the start of the college and NFL season. Of course, college football already underway. They invite you in to watch the McNeese State game with, of course, special specials. Husker specials coming up during every game. Of course, NFL kicks off tomorrow night with the Seahawks and the Packers, so slide on in and watch that. Or if you just want to get some lunch or an afternoon happy hour beverage, they're there for you. Lunch, oh, great menu. Skewers, burgers, pizza, salads, sandwiches, wings. Daily specials are there for you. Of course, every Wednesday, 8 delicious wings for only $5. Thursday, the beer and pub burger for $6.49. Check out their extended menu. And happy hours from 3 to 6, big ass beers, 3.5, well drinks, $1.50. And entertainment all throughout the summertime and weekend is there for you at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard.
They have a great time of year out there. I mean, it's not as hot. This will be a nice weekend. It's going to be nice on Saturday.
Okay,
In and out of the game, and you know,
we were talking before the show. Michael Sam, Cowboys, good. Jason Garrett doesn't make a big deal about it, good. And then you start looking at some of the other things on the other side of this Jim Irsay fine, Matt Prater, Wes Welker, all these fines, and how does that compare to Ray Rice?
And they've changed that policy. I think the NFL has admitted that Ray Rice, they didn't handle that very well. Yeah, so sometimes you got to make a mistake before you institute a policy. Now if it happens tomorrow to somebody else or Ray Rice, minimum of 6 games, and that's appropriate.
From the Niners.
What's that?
The lineman from the Niners.
Yeah.
Just happened over the weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that pans out to be what they think it is, it's 6 games, and that's probably a little bit more appropriate. Because remember, it isn't just sitting out the games. You miss 6 of your 16 paychecks. You know, so that's monetarily, that's a pretty good fine.
Well, it's time for high school football talk on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters in Central City, Bob Jensen joins us. Doug Duda, Randy Bush Cutter on this Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show. Football is underway, Bob. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel just stupendous. I mean, how else could I feel? I feel stupendous. Let me be real clear about that. I'm on with you guys.
The football part's bigger than being on with us. Come on,
Bob. You guys are bigger than everything, Bush. Really, I think that's an open secret. So, I'm just lucky to be a small, little, marginal part of your dynamic programming.
Well, there's always some things to watch for. People will see that a Fall City Sacred Heart team gets beat and maybe not even know the opponent they were playing. Then you see some good Class A games. You saw some 1-2 in B that was a blowout. There were definitely some headlines, but as always, don't overreact in week 1. But what really opened your eyes, caught your eye?
Well, okay, what caught my eye was that 1-2 or 1-4, whatever ranking you're going to use. The talk was that Beatrice had this big, nasty offensive line. They've got the superstar running back named Jessup Workman. They were going to be able to go toe-to-toe with Scott. They didn't even go toe. It was 28-0 at half, and Scott just dominated that game in a way that I certainly didn't see coming. I thought Beatrice would certainly give them a much better game than that. But that was... That was big. I went to the Aquinas Hardington Cedar Catholic Mud Fest. It's tough to do much when you're ankle deep in mud. But they, you know, scoreless into overtime, then Aquinas wins. And I talked about that on the web. You know, Class C too. You know, you had that outcome too of the top 3 ranked teams in the state, pretty significant. And then you got number 1, or at least our preseason number 1, Bergen, getting beat in another game, just completely shackled by bad weather or bad field conditions. Anyway, they got beat by Oakland Craig. 7-6. So, you know, C2 deep as always. And as far as that Sacred Heart game goes, North Andrew has been a power in Missouri football for a long time. It is worth noting that last year's state champion Sacred Heart team routed North Andrew when this sort of game was considered a possibility last year. I think Sacred Heart's maybe not quite as good as they were last year. You can't lose all that talent and maybe be as good, but they'll still be part of the solution in D2.
Obviously, one of the games that got a lot of attention around here, Bob, was Grand Island's win over Kearney. Both of those two teams going to be back in action. Grand Island's playing at Southeast tomorrow. Kearney will play Southwest at home this weekend. So, you know, no rest for those two local teams.
Yeah, that's right, Bush. That you know, Grand Island and Lincoln Southeast, you know, when I think of that game, that's just a good old-fashioned Class A football game, not an Omaha football game. It's just a Class A football game. Those two teams have a lot of history between them. I don't know. I think I like Grand Island's chances going down there to play Southeast. I guess we'll find out a lot. I mean, Southeast and Southwest came down to the last play of the game last week. But I don't know. I really like where Grand Island's program is. It's always good to have the best quarterback on the field, which Grand Island will with my boy Pierce Almond. And as far as Kearney goes, Kearney's got a chance for a little bit of redemption there. You know, game two, you're always better than game one. I will say this much about Southwest. On paper, and the games are not played on paper unless it's fantasy football, Southwest has got some really elite athletes on that team. And two of them that immediately come to mind are Noah Lozaro, who is a linebacker, running back. He's not a running back. He plays running back in high school, but he's really good at it, so they play him there. And then a kid by the name of Conrad Harker. And Conrad Harker is a beastly young man. He's about 6'4", 260. His biggest problem is he hasn't been able to stay healthy. But he's healthy now, and if he plays up to specs, certainly what he showed at the Rivals Camp Series this summer, there's a kid that not only is going to be an all-stater, but a kid that could possibly wind up being a Division I player next year.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The one that, as the scores were passing through, as I was over at Donovan doing the game with St. Pat's and just watching it, and I kept going, wow, is this really happening? Let's stay in Grand Island. Northwest doesn't just shock Adams Central. They pretty much pummel Adams Central.
Well, there's a couple things in play here. And I think one of them is, you know, there was some talk that, you know, let's face it, Adams Central has been on a tremendous run for two decades. They have been varying degrees of great all that time. And this team is not probably going to be great. It's not as deep as virtually any team Adams Central's had. Maybe they don't have some of the playmakers that they've had. And the other thing is that Northwest is things are just brewing there. They just are. Northwest has got athletes in school. They've got a great young quarterback in this Ellsworth kid who can do just about anything on the field. You know, Coach Kevin Stein's going to spread the field, get his playmakers out there, let them do their thing, and that's a tremendous way of doing things if you can get the blocking, because high school kids can't cover the pass. And so, you know, they're going to score some points. We'll find out, of course, a whole lot more this week with McCook. But for right now, you know, that's a tremendous win for Northwest. It's got to be a great confidence builder. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But anytime you've got a quarterback the caliber of Christian Ellsworth, you've got a leg up.
Those folks wearing red, white, and blue in Hastings probably weren't overly happy on Friday night, but the guys wearing orange and black were. Not only did the Tigers win, but scoring 34 points. What's your take on Hastings High?
That was one of my favorite outcomes of last Friday night. I do not own property in the Hastings School District. I don't have children that attend Hastings High. But I can tell you what, Hastings High, I know how much football means to the people in that school district. And it's been a long stretch. Glory has not been a constant companion with the Tiger football program. But I'm telling you what, you score 34 points, it doesn't matter who it's against, you know that you've got some goods. And Braden Valentine at quarterback is you know, the kid is good. He's a good-sized kid. He obviously can make some plays. The Karloff kid at receiver, you know, there's some things brewing there. And regardless of what happens, and I'm not going to discount the rest of the season, I don't know what's going to happen. But I can tell you right now, it's been a great week at Hastings High. I was really happy for the Tigers.
Holdridge, they're one of those two schools in the state that dropped, that made a lot of noise from B to C1. Coach Carlin has always said, and Coach Mulligan told us as well, the move from C1 to B from Adams Central, the most significant thing is a couple of things. Obviously, the depth, and that every week can be competitive. And I think we talked a little bit about this either last week or previously on the show. So when you see Holdridge step up and knock off a top 10 team, what does that tell you about the Dusters?
Well, it means they're pretty legit is what it means, because Gothenburg is a good football team. You know, Gothenburg has been to the state quarterfinals the last 3 years. I mean, it isn't like they just fell off the banana boat. And the thing with Holdridge, you know, they won that game. Clearly, they won it with defense. Anytime you hold somebody to 10 points, that's a great defensive effort. And they also did it with their third-team running back. And I got to be honest, one of the things that I was really looking forward to having a chance to see this year was Cooper Rogers, the great sprinter, play halfback at Holdridge. Well, I won't see that, and nobody else will either, because he tore his ACL some time ago, actually. I talked with Coach Hale just yesterday, and he said that actually the medical staff discovered an old injury. So basically what it comes down to, that kid ran a 10.700 meters on one knee. But he's going to get it fixed, and he is done for the football season. But Holdridge has got a couple of great, great high school linemen. And anytime you can build around that, you're going to have a chance to do some things. And, you know, we've got Holdridge in our top 10. I suspect most everybody does. And the other thing that I really like about that, guys, and this just shows my age, because their first three games are against Gothenburg and Lexington and Ogallala, and that they're getting the old Southwest Conference together again.
Blue Hill moving down to eight man. They've got a pretty their best test so far in back in eight man football when they travel to Bruning Davenport Chickley this Friday.
Yeah, I don't know, Bush. That's going to be a slugfest. You know, obviously Blue Hill has got a championship pedigree, three state finals in a row here a few years back, and a state championship. Got a ton of talent coming back. Got a proven quarterback in Jason Poe. BDS is just an outstanding football program. Mark Roeder and his guys down there have done tremendous work over the years. They're probably going to have the best player on the field in Grant Norder at quarterback. But I wrote about this also. A kid at BDS that people, well, if you're watching the game, you'll see it. A kid by the name of Sam Christensen. Sam Christensen is just a tremendous linebacker. We had him on the preseason All-State team. And, you know, somebody's going to have to tackle somebody in this game. And it could wind up being that Sam Christensen is the most valuable player by the time we're done Friday night. But that is there's a whole bunch of back and forth among the top teams in D1 and D2 with this new schedule. And this is one of the first great games, one of many that we're going to have.
Just another minute here with Bob Jensen as we look at what's going on this weekend. Some of, maybe most of, the Class D schools will get their season underway this weekend. But I'll throw out another one that I didn't see coming because they had struggled last year and because the team that lost was kind of a favorite in one of your district rankings in a kind of open district. And I know that it was bad weather over for the Centura-Sandy Creek game, but Sandy Creek won a low-scoring game. What do you know about it?
Well, I listened to Larry Baker yesterday. I'd like to say that I had a conversation with Larry Baker. I don't think at any point I was actually involved in it, however. Larry did mention a couple things that happened. First of all, great for Sandy Creek and great for Bump Novacek and his staff, the boys on the team, the whole deal. They did not do well last year. They were winless, and it wasn't even a great winless season. But they come out on opening night and managed to make enough plays to win it. Having said that, Centura, who I do like a lot, and you're right, that district is pretty much right, wide open due to, but they had something like 125 yards and penalties, three drop touchdown passes on plays that did not result, or drives that didn't result in any points after those drops. And just basically just kicked it around for the entire first half. And by the time they got the ship straightened out, it was too late. And it's not the end of the world for Centura. And Larry knows that. Larry was real magnanimous about it. He just said that, you know, we got to learn from it and go on. But the as far as Sandy Creek goes, that's a real shot in the arm. And I am curious to watch the next few Sandy Creek games and kind of see where they go from there.
St. Cecilia, always good. And now they are traveling out west, taking on Hershey. That can be a very, very tough place to play. What are your thoughts on that game?
That is awesome. Hastings, St. Cecilia at Hershey. I mean, you got to love it. The one thing you do not want to be is a C2 team west of, like, York, because there's nobody left. You're going to drive hundreds of miles to play your games. You're right. St. Cecilia is good. St. Cecilia is always good. They're going to be always really good as long as Carl Tesmer's coach. But Hershey is also very good. And last year they proved a lot to me anyway. They won a big game, the most fun game I went to all year at their place against North Platte St. Pat's with 3,000 people in attendance. But St. Cecilia is going to go out there and they're going to find a team that's got real good size in the line. There's an underclassman by the name of Lane Richardson who plays in the line. And people that go to the game are going to watch that kid. He is outstanding. And I don't know. I think that's a game that Hershey can win. I know that they're going to be kind of bent on revenge after the playoffs last year. But again, we're talking about two top 10 teams. It'll be a great game, but that's all it'll be. It'll just be a game. And then they'll go from here. But there's a way better than average chance that both those teams will be in the playoffs.
And we always like to see teams kind of get things turned around. We mentioned Sandy Creek. I know there's an opportunity for a couple teams that have struggled. Somebody's going to win in Grand Island on Friday night when Heartland Lutheran takes on SEM. I know the Hornets over there unfortunately have a streak that they want to break, and SEM didn't get off to a good start. But there are some games out there in D-Bob where somebody played last week and the other team is playing their first game this week. That always seems to me, there's such a difference getting that first game under your belt.
Yeah, that's true, Doug. I mean, that's a real deal. I mean, you see it in college, that's one thing, that's college. This is high school, but, I mean, there's just so many different reasons that schedule comes out the way it does, I guess. But you're right, it is a huge advantage to anybody who has got a game under their belt. And as far as that Heartland-Sumner game, you know, there's part of me that wishes they could play each other nine times in a row. I mean, you're right. It's a game that somebody's going to come out of there with a win and feel good about themselves, and hopefully it'll be something they can build on, maybe get another win or two down the road this year.
Finally, as we always do, Bob, did we miss anything, and where are you headed?
Well, we have. I was going to say we could talk forever, but we've done that several times. I'm really thinking about going to Blue Hill BDS. I think that's one of the most outstanding games of the week in any class. A problem I have is there's no other game real close, so I kind of got to weigh that. But I am going to go down and watch Grand Island and Lincoln Southeastern. And I say again, I just like that game. I like that game. You know, I know Kearney Grand Island is the thing. But to watch Kearney play Lincoln Southeast, to me, is right there with it. And you know, it'll be fun to see the Islanders down there. And maybe they can get themselves another win. That'd be awesome.
All right. As always, Bobby, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, we'll talk next Wednesday. I wanted to end it with that. You know, no remarks, no anything, but you're the greatest.
Well, here's the deal. First of all, that is a remark. And second of all, you are the ultimate professional, dude.
Hey, I'm sitting right here. I'm sitting right here.
Oh, is Bush still on? I thought he'd gone out to get your car started for lunch.
Thank you.
No, gotta go
get some wings.
No. But anyway, no, it's you're right. We will gather next week, and I'm sure we'll have some unexpected results to talk about.
All right, Bobby, have a fun time.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Check him out online, Huskerland Prep Report, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here on the Duck and Daddy Show. Okay, it's time to give away some Husker tickets.
You found the question.
I've got the question. I hope it's not biased. It has to do with the Nebraska incoming class to their Football Hall of Fame. And this is open to anybody. because they're Husker tickets. I'm giving away. Do we do a four-pack or do we do two-packs, Jeff? What do you think? What do we do?
Why are you asking me? I'm right here. Why are you asking him? Well, I'm right here. Go ahead. No, you asked Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff. Go.
He always feels left out.
I think we should do a four-pack.
Okay. And Randy?
Well, now I'm just following the lead, but yeah, I think it should be a four-pack.
Well, you are in government. 8884.
It's my job to lead.
888.
Ow, I bit my tongue.
3776. We'll go to break. Here's the question. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. The first correct answer receives a family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska-McNeese State game. You're going to be in Section 20, and you also get four VIP to the IMG tailgate that opens 3 hours ahead of time. Skeeter Barnes provides the food and all kinds of good stuff there. So, here it is. And I need the exact answer. This has to be exact for you to win tickets to Husker games.
No range here. Has to be to a T.
One of the players going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame this weekend is Lexington's own Mike Mandelko. What was his position on the Nebraska football team his senior season? What position did Mike Mandelko play his senior season at the University of Nebraska? It has to be exact, and the first correct caller goes down. And again, we must say this excludes all members of the Mandelko family. But outside of that, because they've already got their tickets, outside of that, everybody else is eligible. Call down.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. We'll talk to St. Cecilia volleyball coach Alan Van Cura here momentarily. But first, we want to congratulate our winner of the Nebraska-McNeese State tickets and VIP. Oh, they're going VIP. Ryan and Kearney, He got in there, and he knew that Mike Mandelko was Nebraska's starting left guard. And he was on that line with Dean Steinkuhler, Dave Remington, of course, the offensive explosion, Gill, Craig, Rozier, Fryer, as they played some great football in the early 80s.
That is the best team Nebraska's ever put together. It really is. I mean, boy, could they score some points. You know, the defense wasn't quite as good, but 84 against Minnesota, and Minnesota wasn't bad that year.
So there you go. Congratulations to Ryan and Carney. He is the winner. And let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which team will win the NFC West? We've just about made it through all of our categories here. 70% took the Seahawks. I took the Seahawks by default. 49ers, 30%. Nobody voted for Arizona or St. Louis. I think Arizona's going to be sneaky. We'll make our playoff predictions on Friday, even though the season kicks off. I'm not too worried about the outcome of the Seattle-Green Bay game.
What kind of officials are they going to have for that, by the way? Yeah, are they going to have the replacement officials? Because that was the game that ended replacement officials in the NFL. That's
right.
That did it.
Well, you can vote today on who will win the AFC West. Denver, Peyton Manning, and all the illegal users. Kansas City, Oakland, or San Diego. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote on our cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. I got to like Denver. I know it seems like a lot of the teams that did well last year are going to do well this year. I got to like Denver.
Which is not like the NFL, by the way. I mean, usually it's by law. Three-quarters of your division champions have to be different from the year before.
A lot of people are down on the Chiefs. Who do you got?
I just don't think anybody can run with Broncos. I think the Broncos would be the best team in there. I think San Diego might be better than the Chiefs, but Chiefs could also surprise me a lot, too. But I got to go with the Broncos.
Okay. All right.
I don't really want to, but I kind of have to.
But you did.
I did. I can't be in denial. That's all.
Are you going to make your predictions as well?
I have it on my desk. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I haven't done it
yet. We will have it all done on Friday. Jimmy Lang will be in. Myself, Damon, you, we've all made some predictions. Tomorrow we're over at Bandits, by the way, folks, in Grand Island. We're back over there for the start of the NFL season. Tim and the gang are opening early as well for the Husker game, of course, on a Saturday, opening at 10:30 with $2 Bloody Marys. Oh, NFL on Sunday, and of course the Sunday package, not only watching TV and watching your favorite games, but their wing and pizza special, pizza, wings, and a pitcher for $20, all of it. Big pizza, get the wings, get the pitcher, $20. You can get two of those for $40. Depends how many people you bring. It's $20 every time.
Oh, yeah. Just throw a couple bucks down for everybody in there. That's a pretty good deal.
And don't forget, happy hour runs till 6. We'll be there tomorrow. Of course, Luke Hoover will be answering your fantasy football questions. Steve Anderson will be my co-host. We'll have a lot more on area high school football, volleyball for the weekend, and more with the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame and those induction ceremonies coming up this weekend as well.
Yeah, pretty good. I like the NFL. As much as I love college football, the tradition and everything of college football, but I just there's a familiarity with the NFL that I kind of like. And the nice thing is now we're at that part of the year where Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have football on. And there's usually something fairly good on.
Well, it is here, and hopefully everybody will enjoy that. One other football note, reading the latest article from Bob Hamer over at The Independent, talking about the changes coming to the IFL and one of the big names. I mean, the Iowa Barnstormers, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's where Kurt Warner,
yeah, he won a couple titles there with the Barnstormers.
When ESPN television first was showing
it.
A lot of this indoor football, the Iowa Barnstormers were a big, big deal in the Indoor Football League, and they have changed affiliations, strength of the team. They're going to be in the IFL, along with two expansion teams, Wichita Falls Nighthawks and the Billings Wolves. And it looks like the Texas Revolution, who had been Allen Wranglers, Texas Revolution, they're going to go to a different league next year. So right now, the IFL with the Nebraska Danger stands at 11 members for the 2015 season.
And again, the Barnstormers, that's a big name. I mean, that's my first knowledge of indoor arena football was the Barnstormers. It really was.
A rededication ceremony, and boy, I wish I could remember everyone right here, but I guess I have to point it at Todd Gatula and at UNK, former Kearney Hubber, former Tri-City Stormer, now at UNK, because he's fairly active on social media, being that's part of his job.
Yeah.
And played basketball at Peru State. And I know there's somebody else, there are a couple people I'm forgetting, Peru State alum, but a rededication ceremony this Saturday at the Oak Bowl at Peru State. It's undergone a $9 million renovation the past 2 years. They play Midland. Ceremony is at 6:40, kickoff at 7. The facility will be used for Peru State intramurals, events like band competitions, camps, high school football playoffs. It's been Peru State's home field since.
Ooh, gosh. Since those oak trees were very, very small. I bet it's been about 90, 100 years.
1901.
Really?
Yeah. So they've upgraded it all, and they're ready to rock and roll at Peru State. And from the, holy hell, this shouldn't have got overlooked department, because it was Labor Day, and the Nebraska football press conference is always preceded by Coach Cook. And in that, he was talking about, and we didn't mention this yesterday, Nebraska, Texas, Florida, and Oregon are going to play a tournament with those four teams each year for the next 4 years, and everybody gets to host it once. Texas and Oregon are the last two teams, the last 2 years that knocked Nebraska, of course, out of the NCAA tournament, and we know how good Florida is. Perennial powers will continue to battle, and the first year will be at Texas because, you know, Texas always has to go first, and Nebraska will have it the last year, and then the other two, Oregon and Florida. But that's some big-time early-season volleyball.
That is. Wouldn't it be great if college football could kind of do something like that, where you always had those powers get going before the conference season? You know, but obviously it's different because in the NCAA volleyball tournament, the basketball tournament, a lot of teams get in, and it's just different than what it is with football. But wouldn't it be neat if you could do that? You know, these preseason football games do give you a little small taste of that, but wow, there's four of the best programs in the country getting together every year for the next 4 years guaranteed. That's awesome.
And doing it from four different conferences. Yeah. It represents the entire country.
Yeah, it does. It covers everybody, and it's going to be, you know, regionally, conference-wise, just across the country. It is a great idea.
All right, folks, another great idea is teaming up with T&L Irrigation. The rain just continues to fall throughout portions of Nebraska. It's doing again in part of the listening area this morning. But as you drive by and get ready for harvest, I've been talking to some of the farmers saying, well, We're just kind of waiting here, and then it's time to go harvest because our irrigating needs are done. And that's great when Mother Nature does the job for you. But when Mother Nature doesn't step up to the plate, Precision Link and Precision Point Control 3 has teamed up for success with you and your T&L irrigation dealer. Web-based pivot control and proven technology that works. We know it's towards the end of the season here, so you've seen what T&L can do for you, or if you haven't, and you're a little disappointed about what's going on with your crop production, talk to the great folks at T&L Irrigation. They have dealers all across the state of Nebraska. They're not hard to find, or if you need to find them, go online, TLIRR.com. Worldwide headquarters in Hastings. They've been doing it since the 1950s. They take care of every state in the nation in over 65 countries worldwide. They wouldn't be that big if they weren't better. T&L, the T&L difference. When we come back, Alan Van Cura, Hastings St. Cecilia Volleyball.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagra.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Coca-Cola at Awori Dunes proudly present the two-man shootout September 6th and 7th at Awori Dunes, giving you a chance to enjoy some September golf. The cost is only $300 per team. That includes green fees, cart, and barbecue dinner. There's a Calcutta Friday night. You can throw in a practice round Friday for only $30. Sign up today by calling Awori Dunes at 743-1111. Tee times are Saturday at 1 and Sunday at 9. It's the Coca-Cola Awori Dunes two-man shootout September 6th and 7th. Sign up today.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Ray Miller. Severe weather season is here once again, and when storms threaten, it's essential to stay informed. The best way to do that is to keep your radio tuned right here. Weather Eye's team of meteorologists is on duty 24/7 with the latest technology, providing you with live storm updates to keep your family safe. And for even more weather information, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/weatherology. You'll find interesting weather blogs, storm updates, and much more. facebook.com/weatherology.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the Chicken Coop in Kearney says a lot of places say they are sports bars and grills, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Stop in today and every Wednesday for lunch, the turkey BLT and a side for only $6.49. Lunch is served weekdays from 11 until 4, and of course from 2 until 5:30. You can get appetizer specials, long necks and draws. They're all 2 and a quarter, so there's something going on 7 days a week. They invite you to come on in. I know this is probably the last night to get a fantasy draft knocked out. They'll take care of you. Watch what's going on tonight, even Major League Baseball heading into the playoffs. They're all there for you. And of course, the Turkey BLT inside lunch special today from 11 to 4. And every day, stop by the Chicken Coop in Kearney, ready to take care of your sporting needs. Well, we've been talking a lot of football here during the month of August, and now that we're into September, the high school volleyball season and cross-country, the last two fall sports to get going, and they'll do that on Thursday with competition. And we will be over at Grand Island Central Catholic, where the Crusaders welcome in St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian for their annual triangular. Starts at 5 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. And in as the defending state champions, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Coach Alan Van Cura joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Are the girls ready to defend?
Well, Doug, we hope we are. You know, we've been practicing for 2.5 weeks now, and I think the kids are kind of tired of going against each other. And, you know, and at the same time, it's kind of a tough way to open up the season against two quality programs. But we really don't have a choice there. So we just hope that we're ready to play.
Coach, how was the off season different here? St. Cecilia, as we said, you've been there all along, but it had been a while since the program and yourself had been able to finish it off with a state championship. Could you tell any difference for yourself personally or the team in the off season?
I really didn't think so. You know, we've kind of had an approach to just like any other season. We know that when we play somebody, we're always going to get their best shot. So it's not like, you know, we have to come out and we're defending a title or anything like that. You know, we're just approaching it like any other year, and we're going to try and play our best ball every time we take the court.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your club before we look ahead at some of the competition. Let the fans know, we know Claire Hamburger is a girl that is receiving some national attention here from Under Armour and things like that. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago on a kind of a preseason watch list. But who else do you got back to lead this ball club?
Well, we definitely have a lot of experience back this year. You know, the big loss was, of course, Morgan Nicola graduating, who did an awful lot for us. But you know, we have Claire back. We have Chandra Farmer back. She was an All-State libero for us last year. We have both middles back in Josie Prevett and Lucy Skoke. We have one of our outsides back in Lil Sheehy. And then Tammy Wynn was a defensive specialist for us. So we do have quite a bit of experience. Oh, and I forgot Carly Wright, our right side player. So, you know, we got a lot of experience back, but, you know, it's still trying to fit all the pieces in and try. And even though we basically lost one player plus a DS, it's still been tough trying to figure out what's the best lineup to put out there.
Alan, we have joked for years. Did you find any 6'2 freshmen to bring in?
No, we didn't. we're still about the same, you know. We're not very tall, and I read in the paper where a team like Freeman – has a 5'10 libero. You know, well, if they're 5'10 for us, you know, they're going to be hitting the ball. But, you know, it's we're not blessed with a lot of height, so we got to make it up in other ways, you know, particularly passing the ball and trying to run things as fast as we can. So I wish we had a few tall kids, but it's just not in our water here.
Alan Ventura, yeah, 5'10 would be outside hitters and middles for you guys some years. But I guess the bright side of that is it's been so long. I mean, your girls that are coming up through the program, you don't really have to change the way you attack or change your system from year to year. I'm guessing it's pretty much the same.
It's pretty much the same. You know, they start out in 7th and 8th grade, and we know, like I said, we haven't been blessed with a lot of height, so we know we got to really concentrate on passing the ball and doing the little things right. And, you know, we work on blocking, but again, you know, our blocks aren't necessarily going to be stuff blocks. You know, we're hoping that we can block them so that somebody else can play them or deflect them up in the air. So, yeah, we know what we got to prepare our kids for, and, you know, with not having the height. So hopefully they're able to respond for us.
Talking with Alan Ventura, the longtime head coach of the state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Who are some of the new faces, or will we see some new kids kind of rotate in for you?
Well, I don't know. You know, we're kind of relying on our experience. You know, we have one other senior, Dana Rundle, who's going to help us out, I think, as a DS. But other than that, you know, a lot of the faces are going to be the same. You know, we'll probably have about 8 kids suited up for that varsity, you know, part of the triangular, and we'll see how that goes. And if we need to make adjustments after Thursday, you know, we'll work on that. But right now we're going to just try and rely on our experience as much as possible.
Coach, you guys have been chasing down Central Catholic, Columbus, SCOTUS, kind of fill in the blank here. Do you feel that they're the ones now chasing you a little bit?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, those programs are well established, and year in and year out, they're very strong. And you know, Central Catholic, we know, I saw in one place, they're rated number 4 in C1, and, you know, so they're not going to drop off. And Columbus SCOTUS, even though John Peterson retired, it's a program that's been established for years, and I don't foresee a big drop off there, if any. So our schedule is very tough. You know, I was telling the kids, you know, the top 10 I saw in C1, we could play 6 of those schools on our, you know, either regular season or in tournaments. And, you know, we got a couple rated teams in our district, so it's a very tough schedule. And we just try and preach to our kids that we have to be ready to play every single time we take the court, because, you know, if we want to even stay in contention for a wild card, you know, every game is important for us.
Coach, opening night, always special. There's always butterflies. I think if you're a 4-year starter or the first time you kind of run out on the court, what are you looking for, especially on this opening night where Lincoln Christian clipped you a couple of times last year, Grand Island Central Catholic on their home court, always tough. What are you going to be looking for?
I just hope that we can pass the ball well. You know, if we pass the ball well, then I think everything else will fall in place. You know, and I would hope that even though it is the first game, these kids have been out there before, so I hope that we don't show a lot of nervousness or jitters and that we're well, you know, poised out there on the court. But I really want to see us pass the ball well.
A couple of minutes left here with Alan Ventura. He's the head volleyball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. As we said, they've got Central Catholic and Lincoln Christian tomorrow night. And, Coach, there's no lack of competition. You guys play a lot of volleyball here in the month of September. You'll have the Kearney Catholic invite. Blue Hill's a perennial power. Donovan Trumbull's going to be improved. They've got a D1 player. Of course, the Fillmore Invitational. What about this opening month and some of the teams you'll see?
Well, you know, it's a very busy month, and, you know, we've talked about as coaches, you know, that once we get going, there's not a lot of time as far as practices to make major changes, you know, because a lot of times it's you play a match on Tuesday, and then Wednesday's kind of a shorter practice, then you come back again Thursday, and then maybe you play Saturday. So, you know, when you're playing 3 times a week or 3 nights a week, you don't have a lot of practice time. You know, you can tweak a few things here and there, but to make major changes, it becomes tough.
And, Coach, just tell us a little bit. I guess I haven't quite asked you how fall camp went. How has practice been going for you?
Well, you know, I think they've gone pretty well. You know, we survived the heat there for a while, and we had some 6 a.m. practices. But I think we've made a lot of progress, and I'm just hoping that we're to the point where we're kind of tired of going against each other and that we're ready for some different type of competition. But we've been pleased with our fall practices, and we just hope that we're ready to go tomorrow.
And, Coach, you talked about being fundamentally sound, passing the ball, you're not overly tall. What are some concerns? What are the things you're going to be looking for here the first week of the season that you don't quite know about your team yet?
Well, we're trying to do some things a little bit different with our offense just to try and make up for the loss of Morgan. And, we're going to see how that works tomorrow. And, we obviously have to try and serve aggressively. Blocking is always a concern because some of the schools that we play are definitely much, much taller than we are. And we know, like, tomorrow Central Catholic's got a very nice player named Emma Benton, and they return a lot of players from last year as well. And Lincoln Christian, we really don't know what they're going to bring in because they did graduate quite a few seniors, but it seems like year in and year out they find some players from someplace to come in and fill that team out. So, it's going to be a tough night for us tomorrow, and hopefully our kids are ready.
Now, one of the neat things is it's a great way to start the volleyball season. You know there's going to be good players and good competition, and of course, Alan, there'll be air conditioning in Grand Island.
Yeah, it won't be like our gym. It'll be a little bit cooler, so that'll be nice because it's supposed to be fairly warm tomorrow. So hopefully the kids can adjust to the cooler tips.
Well, you've got the program, as always, in great shape, Alan. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night for some great volleyball to start the 2014 season and the start of the defense of your championship. So thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Alan Van Kira joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, that triangular gets underway tomorrow at Central Catholic at 5 o'clock. And yes, St. Cecilia does not have the air conditioning over there. And so, wow, the last time we were there. Wow.
I will say, they have had a tradition that dates back a very, very long time. My older sister ended her last 3 years of high school volleyball losing to St. Cecilia in, I think they were either district finals or something to that effect. I don't think they ever made it to state, where St. Cecilia did and won a lot of state titles during that run. So, I mean, they've been good for a very, very long time. Once you get it going, sometimes it can be tough to keep it going, but he's found a way to do that.
Did it appear I quit paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just
wanted to make sure that was more than an appearance. We talked earlier how many runs the Royals have scored in this homestand. It's 25 in 9 games. And remember, that includes a 6-run 8th inning back in that win against Minnesota in the second game of that series. So they had a 6-run 8th inning. I don't even know. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. That's 19 runs in 8 games and 8 innings. You cannot be a playoff team doing that. And somehow,
but they're still in first place.
Somehow they're surviving. That's the bottom line. The pitching is pretty much holding its own. Bruce Chen should never be allowed on the mound again unless it's already decided. If you're down 8-1, then Bruce gets to go out and pitch. But hopefully, maybe that's what it takes, Randy, is that they can survive this stretch. After getting hot, this is their bad stretch. They're surviving it. They're setting 4-4, and that suspended game, unless something weird happens, and they'll have to score 2 runs in the 10th. You mark that down as a loss. So they're 4-5 in this homestand, finishing things off tonight with Texas.
And it's 4-5 against some teams you really kind of thought you'd be able to make some hay with.
Cleveland stuck it to them.
Well, Cleveland stuck it to them, but you kind of thought you might be able to do a little bit better with that. Yankees notwithstanding in that discussion, but. Again, you're going to have those stretches. You play 162 games. They're not all going to be gems. You have to be able to minimize when you're struggling and maximize when you're hot. When they were hot, they were able to maximize it. Now they need to kind of find a way to get that offense going again. And again, it doesn't have to average 7 runs per game. If they can get to 4, 2 out of every 3 games, they're probably going to win that series. And it's just a matter of winning more series from here on out than they lose. If you win more series than you lose, you're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, they've been doing a great job of that. Now, after tonight, they have the travel day. They play at the Yankees and at Detroit over the weekend and into next week. Then they return home for a 4-game series with Boston, the White Sox, and Detroit. And that's basically it.
And they control their own destiny. You mentioned 2 series with Detroit. And that's who they're battling with. If they can win the two series against Detroit, or maybe even split them, they're going to be right there. They're going to be right there. If they win both series, they're probably going to do it.
Well, that's a 7:10 go time tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And we have got plenty of football here on ESPN Radio the rest of the week. Thursday night, start of the NFL. Friday night, high school. Saturday, football doubleheader, including Michigan State, Oregon. And again, we don't have time to go into it, but if you haven't noticed already, for some reason this Saturday, every game is at night. Every one of them, any one of them that's worth a darn, is at night. Anything that's any good. So instead of getting that chance to sit down at 11 a.m. and watch until 1 a.m., football of meaning, it's all crammed into the night session.
Well, take an afternoon nap after the Husker game. That's what you do, so you can watch the end of those games. There you go.
Hopefully take a nap during the Husker game. Hopefully it's a big-time blowout, but we'll see what happens. Tomorrow we're at Bandits in Grand Island. Stop by and enjoy us for lunch. Getting you ready for the start of the NFL season. Steve Anderson will be my co-host. Luke Hoover from RotoWire will answer your questions for fantasy football, so send those in to us. Jim Halton, Tri-City Storm, going to join us Friday, and that's when we make our NFL and Super Bowl predictions. So, again, thanks to the folks that joined us today, Alan Van Kura, Hastings St. Cecilia, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, and Loper soccer coach John Mazur and Randy Bushcutter. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, according to Bob, I got to go start your car now, so I better get going.
You haven't done that yet?
I haven't now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.